You know, I was awakened very early this morning for a call I wasn't expecting. But afterward, I went back and pray on the gospel reading today a lot. And that people who are far away from home and away from our very own support system, we must remember that, at least for me, I'm very grateful for the church. Because the church is there, and you are this church, this family, these friends that I have that will come to my help and lower me down to Jesus when I need help. This is what's important, my brothers and sisters. Sometimes we're paralyzed. Paralyzed by sin, paralyzed by our own blind spot, or paralyzed physically, mentally, or psychologically. In many different ways, we're paralyzed with what's going on, especially when we're away from our support system. We must then, therefore, humble ourselves and ask for help so that we seek the friends who are here, the people who are around us, who can help lower us down and bring us to Jesus. My brothers and sisters, Jesus, instead of saying and dismissing those people who lowered the paralyzed man, he had compassion for the paralyzed man. Imagine if we're in this chapel right now, and if somebody is trying to break the top of the chapel and trying to lower somebody down, I would be shocked. Or I think all of us would be in our battle rattles, right? Mm-hmm. And go to the bunkers and stuff like that. But Jesus saw beyond all the chaos. He saw beyond everything that's going on. And he saw that this man needed help. And he saw the willingness of his friends going out the way to help him. I pray for you, I pray for me, I pray for each and every one of us who are away from our home, who are far away from our very own support system, finding the support that we have here within our own faith community, within the Catholic community here, that we find friends who care for us, who love us, who lower us down and bring us closer to Jesus. We can do this in many ways, physically speaking, right? By being there for people who are in need of help. Prayerfully speaking, spiritually speaking, emotionally and psychologically too, being present to them, to reach out to them, to say that I care, right? And I want to be with you. What can I do to help you? Let us hold each other in prayer and with prayer and do the best that we can so that when we lead others to Jesus, he will also grant them healing. And last of all, an invitation. I know it can get hard at times, but don't ever forget that at every installation, per the Archbishop, we do have a Blessed Sacrament Chapel. Every installation. Here, Jesus is truly present. Here, he is waiting for us. Here, he is willing to listen to any problems that we have, all the chaos that's in our heart or chaos that's outside. He's here to heal us, not physically speaking alone, but also spiritually speaking. In him, we have a healer. In him, we have someone who loves us. In him, we have someone who say, this is my body. This is my blood given up for you because I love you.